The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right!
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets before you." That's what the Word of God says to us as Christians. There's a promise that we will be persecuted, and all things, all manner of things will be said evil about us, and that we should be glad because great is our reward in heaven. And my question is to you, my listening audience, are you being persecuted? Are you? And I don't mean that somebody might say something unkind to you because you are a Christ follower. That's the low-level persecution. We should at least all be experiencing that. We should all be experiencing the fact that our reputations go out the window when we follow Christ. That is a manner of persecution. But if you take it in the context of history, American Christians aren't persecuted. In fact, I would submit to you, we don't deserve it. You're only persecuted if you follow hard after Christ. Persecution's happening, and some of it's happening in America, but very at a low level. But it is happening around the world, and people are dying in the name of Jesus. But in America, things happen like what happened to us. And on the last program, I talked about this attack downtown by this abortion advocate, this woman, who came after one of our young interns and my training director, Seth Dreyer, both verbally and physically abusive because of what we were doing, the message that we brought forth in downtown Columbus. And then later in the week, it's been an interesting couple weeks here. Later, as we were on the road as part of our justice ride, we were in Jackson, Mississippi. And the police stood by as someone systematically dismantled our display and stole it, all caught on video. I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. But I want to challenge you and ask you the question, are you being persecuted? I mean, really being persecuted. Are you paying a price financially for following Jesus? Are you hated by those who are on the other side, those who hate God? Are you persecuting your own church for being too zealous? Frankly, I think this is part and parcel with being a Christian. Doesn't mean you have to do what we do, but it should be part and part. It should be part of it. It's part of the deal. And so what I want to do is go back and share with you some things that have happened since this attack downtown from this young lady. The video that we created, which, by the way, we wear GoPro videos, our video cameras. It's unfortunate that in this day and age you actually have to video everything you do because you might get assaulted. But the fact is we need to, and we do that for security purposes. In this case, it caught everything on film. We put it up on the internet so we could teach other Christians how best to respond to these kinds of verbal and physical attacks. That was the reason. And lo and behold, it went viral. And before long, we were up to around 600,000 hits, video views of our YouTube video. And some national media got a hold of it, including Fox and Friends. And so what I want to do, I'm going to play a clip from Fox and Friends, which is the interview that we had on National Fox News TV from last week. Go ahead.
Caught on camera, the moment a pro-life activist comes under attack on the street.
It's a white bin, which racist male that doesn't stand for women's rights. Get the out of here. And get that camera out of my face, either.
Well, that woman who attacked the anti-abortion group Created Equal in Ohio claims she was just defending herself, didn't like the fact that she was being taped. Mark Harrington is the executive director of Created Equal and training director. And Seth Dreyer joins us right now. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Seth, you were, I understand, a summer intern, and that's you in the video. You're just standing right out there. You're trying to engage people in dialogue about abortion. She comes up to you. What happened?
Well, so as the director of training for Created Equal, actually the first young man in the video you see is our summer intern, Ian. And I was leading our team of interns downtown, creating conversation. And I heard her yelling at Ian, as you see in the video in the beginning. So I approached with my camera at a distance to document what was happening. After shouting in his face, she knocked over a sign, turned to me and slapped my hand with the camera away, kicked more signs away, and then turned to just shout in my face continually. And so I tried to pass my camera off to Ian, the intern, and she slapped and grabbed that hand multiple times and later even shoved me into a stationary bus nearby.
Right. And here's what she said. She was eventually stopped by the police and charged. Here's what she says about why she did that.
The First Amendment protects them from government interference. It doesn't protect them from people just basically telling them they're idiots.
But you assaulted them.
Assault? I wouldn't necessarily say shoving someone aside and telling them to keep the camera out of my face as assault.
Mark, she feels bad that she doesn't think that you had the right to tape her. And in fact, oftentimes you folks wear cameras to protect yourself, right?
Right. Well, she needs a little remedial education on the First Amendment. The government has the obligation to protect speech, and she doesn't understand that the First Amendment doesn't protect her rights to interfere with our right to free speech. So that's the problem. And in a public forum, you lose a reasonable right to privacy. That's just the law. So the fact of the matter is we can record, we do record, and we make sure that these kinds of events, if they happen, are recorded and turned over to police so she can be prosecuted.
Right. Now, what's going to happen next? I know she has been charged. She's not remorseful at all. Are you willing to drop the charges in this case if she says she's sorry and she just overreacted?
Right. Well, she's going to be arraigned next Wednesday, and then the trial date will be later on. We're willing to drop the charges. In fact, I've asked for a meeting with her. If she's willing to apologize, I mean, Seth and I are both Christians. We believe in forgiveness. We've already forgiven her. But if she's not remorseful, then, you know, she needs to own up to what she's
sure.
done. So we're just going to play this
yeah.
through and we'll see what happens.
Seth, what do you tell, you know, we're looking at Ian, the intern right there. What do you tell them to do when they are confronted by somebody like that who crosses the line? I mean, Ian just stands there and takes it. A lot of people watching right now would think, I would have let her have it.
Absolutely no. Our goal is always to try at some way to diffuse the anger. And so you see Ian simply standing there, not being going on the offense, but letting her give him the brunt of what she wanted to say. And later on, when she is shouting in the video at me, that's why when she says, "Do you understand?" I simply say, "I'm listening to you," because when people respond that way, we don't try to win the debate or challenge their claims. We just want to try to diffuse the anger while still, again, documenting so that later our rights and the law will be upheld.
Sure. And you're just out on the streets of Columbus, Ohio, trying to get the message out that you feel that abortion is not right. All right. Mark and Seth, we thank you both for joining us from Columbus, Ohio on this Friday morning.
Thank
you.
You're
very welcome.
As if that wasn't enough, several days after that, as we were traveling with our justice ride and we were in Atlanta, Georgia, we were called by the Sean Hannity TV show to be on his program. And go ahead and play that clip.
My next guests are from the pro-life group called Created Equal. And last week, while expressing their First Amendment rights in downtown Columbus, Ohio, they were viciously attacked. All of this was caught on tape, and it's yet another video you have to see to believe. Again, we've got to warn you, this is very graphic.
That is not what a penis looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks. It does not look like that. It's a clump of mother cells. No hands are shown for that time. You're just a white which racist male that doesn't stand for women's rights.
Get the out of here. And get that camera out of my face, Cedar. You are white male privilege.
I'm calling the police right now.
What you are is a racist mother as well. How dare you do this kind of you don't give a about women. You don't give a about life. All you are just a bunch of.
All right, here to explain what you just witnessed in that video from Created Equal, Seth Dreyer and Mark Harrington. Seth, I guess it's self-evident. Were any charges filed in that, assault charges?
Yeah, there are charges waiting. The arraignment is actually this week. But Sean, it was just a normal day downtown. Created Equal, we train students to present the case for life in the public square with the apologetics, showing the victims of abortion visually. And then she approached and started yelling at our intern, and that's why I approached to film to document what happened before she then verbally and physically attacked me as well.
Well, Mark, how is it that this argument devolves into you don't give a bleep about women? Because that's kind of what the left does with this argument. If you're against abortion or government-funded birth control, somehow that's part of a war on women. And she seems to echo that narrative.
Well, it's called an ad hominem logical fallacy, and that is that genders don't have arguments, people do. And our argument will rise and fall based on the merits of our position. And obviously, she took this personally. And we teach our people, Sean, to try to diffuse these types of confrontations, to
that
be
kid
winsome
did nothing
ambassadors.
Wrong. He just stood there. He didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She went over the top.
Why do you think that it always is reduced to war on women, you're racist, you're this, you're that? Why do you think it goes down to that level?
I think it's because they've lost the argument, and they really don't know where else to turn other than to try to shout us down and get angry about it. And again, we are a nonviolent, passive resistance organization. We try to teach our people to defuse these situations. We win some ambassadors. You saw that on the video. We believe in forgiveness. Both Seth and I are Christians. We've already forgiven her. But on the other hand, if she doesn't apologize, we're going to continue to press these charges, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right, guys, thank you both, and we appreciate it. I think people need to be aware of what's going on out there in the streets.
Well, there you go. The Fox and Friends interview, along with the Sean Hannity show, we were on because of this attack in downtown Columbus. And folks, I want to make it clear, the reason why we don't respond in kind with violence is because we follow a savior who is a peacemaker. And the more that we follow him, the more we understand that violence gets us nowhere. And the other side, they're the ones who are violent. If we simply just video what they do, they will expose themselves. They can't control themselves in doing that. We'll be right back. On the other side, I'm going to be talking to Katie Short, who is the director at the Life Legal Defense Foundation, about our lawsuit in Jackson, Mississippi. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show. You're radioactivist. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
We'll be right back.
That's right. You're listening to the Mark Harrington Show, the voice of resistance here on WRFD. By the way, you just heard from Lila Rose, and I think that if you've been watching the television lately, in fact, Lila preceded us on the Sean Hannity Show last week. They've been exposing Planned Parenthood. They've had these sex ed videos talking about how Planned Parenthood teaches young people how to engage in all kinds of horrific. I don't even want to go any further than that. I couldn't even watch the stuff. I mean, it's that bad. But anyway, Lila Rose, a good friend of ours, and really on the cutting edge of the pro-life movement, getting the message out to the country. Now, listen, we're going to talk now about, we're going to shift gears from the first segment there, talking about what happened here in Columbus, Ohio with the attack and the video there that went viral. And, you know, it's been an interesting couple of days, folks. I as we were on our trip, our justice ride, that is following the Freedom Riders with about 50 young people last week, we went through Atlanta, Birmingham, Jackson, Mississippi. And in Jackson, Mississippi, we went to the final abortion mill, existing abortion mill in that state. It's the last one remaining. And Jackson has a reputation, unfortunately, for harassing pro-lifers. I knew that going in. And I knew we are going to have a battle that day. But I didn't predict this happening, and that is when we arrived, we set up our signs as usual. The police said, hey, we can do that. We can put them on the sidewalk. Then they said, hey, we had to hold them. And then they said, hey, we could put them on the sidewalk. Then they said they had to hold them. I mean, just back and forth, calling the city attorney. And we caught all this on video. And then we set them up in front of the businesses around there, which is, you know, it's public sidewalk. You can do that. The area around the abortion clinic itself. And we were told we could do that until this individual, this business owner, begins to dismantle our display. One by one, takes the signs, steals them. As the police stood idly by watching, as myself and Seth and others are pleading with them to do their job and stop this guy from stealing. And so this individual took these signs, put them in his basement of his business, and it took about an hour and a half before he actually got them back. This is on video, folks. Go to our website at createequal.net, click on the YouTube icon, and it's the top video, and it's now got about 100,000 hits itself. And it just shows the blatant disregard for our First Amendment rights, that the police interfered with them by allowing this individual to continue to do that. And my guest is Katie Short, who's the legal director for LLDF. That is the Life Legal Defense Foundation out of California, and they have served a lawsuit on the city of Jackson, not for our case particularly, although the timing I think was providential that our situation coincided nicely with the lawsuit, but they have now served the city of Jackson a lawsuit detailing all of the harassment that's taken place out there. Katie, thanks for being on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So, Katie, let's go back and document what's been going on here in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, we were just there last week. You obviously know what happened with us. Could you go back and share with our listeners what's been going on in Jackson, and then we'll talk about what's going on across the country.
Okay. Yeah, well, most recently in Jackson, what our lawsuit is about is just covering the last, say, 3 or 4 years, detailing this pattern of harassment by the Jackson police officers against the pro-lifers, the same sort of stuff they were pulling on you initially with the, oh, you can't have your signs. It wasn't just you can't stand up a sign on the sidewalk. They were saying if you were holding a sign, you couldn't let it rest on the ground. Because
right.
And they're abusing this obstruction statute. Basically, it's pro-lifers, no matter what you're doing, pretty much, you're obstructing the sidewalk. And meanwhile, they were pro-choice escorts in exactly the same areas, and you know, no action was taken against them. And it was getting very blatant, and they would not just threaten; they were citing people and arresting people, and then they would go to court, and the charges would be dismissed, or it's we never got the paperwork from the police department. And this had been going on for years. But what was most shocking about it was the fact that the city had already been caught doing this. They had been sued in 2006 and signed a consent decree in 2008, which for the exact same sort of harassment. In that case, it was just the names that changed in terms of a different ordinances they were abusing. But they had already, you know, had to pay damages. They had agreed not just that they would not harass the pro-lifers anymore. They agreed to give their police officers First Amendment training every year.
So, what is your suit about then?
So we are asking for declaratory relief that these ordinances are being abused. We're asking for injunctive relief. We're asking for them to be held in contempt for violating that earlier order. We're asking for damages for all the false arrests. We're also asking this time for the court to set up a prospective schedule of sanctions against the city. Instead of just, you violated the order, it's going to be every time you violate the order, it's going to cost you this much.
My guest is the legal director for Life Legal Defense Foundation. That's LLDF.org. Folks, get out your checkbook right now and give them money, because we couldn't do what we do without them backing us up. And I don't try to get in trouble. It just kind of follows me, unfortunately. I mean, it's good trouble, but we need people like them and organizations like Life Legal Defense. So go to LLDF.org and support them, because they're doing great work. Katie, what is the law? I want people to understand, if you're on a public sidewalk, what is the law? Because we got pushed around, too, about this idea of holding them. I've had police tell me I have to keep moving. I mean, what is the law?
Well, first of all, there has to be a law on the books.
Right.
What we most often see is they take a general and, you might say, unobjectionable law, like an obstruction statute. Yeah, the city has the right to prohibit people from obstructing the sidewalk. But what we most often see is they will say, if you're not moving, we're going to deem that you're deemed to be obstructing the sidewalk. Or if you're letting your sign rest on the ground, you're deemed to be obstructing the sidewalk. It doesn't work that way. Either you are obstructing, you're hindering passage of people, or you're not. But that's probably the most frequent abuse we see of that. And I actually had a case of a keep moving where that was specifically written into the law. They had to keep moving, and that was struck down by the Ninth Circuit. I can't say universally, you know, that's the law across the jurisdictions, but I'd take that case.
Yeah. So in this case, they were unequally trying to apply this statute, right, or this ordinance, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were applying it to pro-lifers and nobody else.
Right, and that's why, as you say, the timing of your incident was very providential. Because it showed the bias of the police. This wasn't just because they were misapplying the law sort of across the board, or just because these are the only people they happen to see, or something like that. They have definitely singled out the pro-lifers, and you could see that in their conduct towards the pro-choice escorts, the pro-abortion escorts, and in their conduct in your situation. And can I just add something here?
Sure.
About the importance of video?
Yes.
That was some great video, and that was kind of what I was thinking about in your introduction, the thread of all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You have Lila Rose with her video.
You have
Columbus with your video.
That's right.
We have the UCSB, the University of California Santa Barbara incident, with the video.
Right.
Seeing is believing.
If it's not videoed,
no one would understand. They wouldn't believe. They wouldn't see it that way.
In some ways, if it's not videoed, it never happened, because
right.
The police don't take people's testimonies very often. So we are huge on the videoing of these types of things, and unfortunately, they seem to be increasing. We got about 30 seconds. Do you think this is happening more often now?
The police bias or the
yeah, the bias and the harassment.
I think the harassment seems to be on the uptick, because because they feel like they're losing. I think they know they haven't really got an argument, and so they just lash out. The bias, I think Jackson does stand out.
It does.
I haven't run across that level of bias at all.
Right. Well, it's got a history. My guest has been Katie Short, legal director for Life Legal Defense Foundation. Go to LLDF.org, folks, and again, if you believe in life and protecting life and you're anti-abortion, folks like myself cannot operate freely in this country without groups like LLDF. Please support them. Go to LLDF.org. You've been listening to The Mark Harrington Show. We'll be back next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.